CliffCentral.com.
Yes, indeed. It is Wednesday morning. It's just after 7 o'clock. Did you just have the power go off there at the studio, Simpiwe? It suddenly went.
Yes. As we were going into the break, and then during the break, it kind of went and came back and went and came back. I don't know if it's load shedding, not load shedding.
I just want to say for anybody who's listening to us from anywhere else in the world, and you know, we sometimes think, oh, well, this isn't relevant to people in the rest of the world, but they're getting serious kicks out of knowing that they live in a country where they don't have to deal with this. So I think a lot of people from all over other parts of the globe are listening to this show and going, oh, well, I don't have to deal with that shit. Like, I've got friends who are living in London, you know, in New York, in France, in Germany, in Japan, and we've got listeners all over the world, and I'm pretty sure that they're getting a bit of schadenfreude by listening to us and going, oh, okay, so when Gareth started the show this morning, Simpiwe Petros had no electricity, then he came on, and then Gareth's power went off, and then at 7 o'clock, Simpiwe Mtetwa's power went off. And now two of us are sitting here, one on a generator, one on a UPS battery, and the only one who's got power now is you, Simpiwe Petros.
Oh, my God. Finally. Yes,
Jesus.
And it's only for a few hours.
Yeah.
It's only for a few hours. I want to lose power just now.
Yeah, it's like we're passing, it's like we're all taking this blunt and we're all passing around the electricity. Hey, yeah. Gareth, get dead. Okay, and you have your puff, and then you go, yeah. Yes, it's your turn now.
It genuinely feels like that.
So this is seemingly a very big topic. A lot of people really do want to talk about this. Siyabonga says, you do not take a dump in anyone's house, period. I always ask people if it's necessary. Okay, so I'm so glad that we are onto this. I know it's very lavatorial. I know that some people think that this is quite a stupid thing for people to talk about, but I think it's massively important. So I'm with Siyabonga on this one. Like,
100%.
You don't need to shit, unless you've got a stomach bug and it comes on at a moment you didn't realize. Look, if you leave your house and you're like, ooh, I don't feel so good, and you're like, you hear that noise coming from your stomach, you go, oh, maybe I should stay at home, right? That's the best decision you can make, because otherwise you're going to have a very unpleasant time. Second of all, I suppose if it develops at the person's house, like let's say you've gone to a briar or a lunch party or something like that, and or dinner, and you get to someone's house and then you're suddenly like, ooh, hang on, I feel this stomach thing coming, then that's fine. I think nobody's going to hold you responsible. But if you just arrive at someone's house and decide the first thing you're going to do is go to their bathroom and drop a number two, that's just very rude, don't you think?
Yeah, it's like you're almost trying to make a statement, you know? Like, I'm coming to take a shit at your place. I'm not coming to visit you. I needed to make sure that the toilet conditions are appropriate.
Right.
I can go home now.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Oh, wow.
It's just not acceptable.
Oh, man.
I would feel so bad. Yeah, first of all, because you know you there's no amount of spray or opening of windows that you can do to hide that stuff. And it's just gross. It's like, even if you, on the rare occasion, I've had to very rarely at work use the loo, but some people just leave it in the most disgusting state of affairs. And we know this because Jane, Jane has had some, over the years, Jane has had some stories, and she does not hold back. She's like, this guy who's from downstairs, he came upstairs and used the loo. I mean, we used to have like private investigators basically sitting in the office watching who went in and out of the loo so that we could figure out who was making the huge mess that poor Jane had to clean up. But it's amazing to me how some people just have no etiquette around the bathroom. Even at the gym, I'm sure you've seen this too, Simpiwe. Like, there's some guys who, like, they will shave their head, they will shave their balls. They will. Some people have no idea of like how to behave in public and what stuff you should really just do in the privacy of your own home.
You know what puts me off a lot of the time, especially in public toilets, is that guys don't lift the toilet seat. Yes. Then you walk into a bathroom and then there's piss all over the toilet seat.
God.
And you're like,
heck? What is wrong with people?
Like, but like, what the heck?
What, were you raised by wolves that you don't know how to do this stuff?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think my issue with people in general, they have no etiquette whatsoever. It's like someone who will make like a slice of bread and then they still leave the crumbs on the table. It's like, no, clean that up. Like you were there, like just wipe and remove that. It's like, no, people don't do that. And then I worry about, how's the state of your house? If this is what you're doing here,
yeah,
what do you do when you're at your home?
Yeah.
Because it's worse. Because you're comfortable.
Well,
it's always worse.
Congo Chris says, if I spend more than 4 hours at your house, I will be dropping the kids off at the pool. So what, you have to shit, you have to shit every 4 hours, Chris? That's kind of a lot. I'm wondering if you've got a very healthy digestive system. Vincent says, I do like to take a dump in anyone's house whenever I feel comfortable. I did it once. Well, I was there for only 5 minutes. I don't see anything wrong, gross or not. Well, don't expect an invite from me anytime soon, Vincent. That's pretty horrible. Yeah. David says, you wouldn't walk into your friend's house and take a bath unless you were sick. Same with taking a shit. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good analogy. I like
exactly.
That. Mm-hmm. The German swallows etiquette in the sauna. What? Just like there should be a trunk out on display, no man. Okay, so I think Tracy's talking about how like German people just have no issues with nudity. And that is true. Germans, they just let it all hang out the whole time. The Germans have no shame about nudity. Dogoza says, a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in months came through to my place acting like he wanted to catch up. Cunty was just in my neighborhood and suddenly needed to take a shit. That's not right.
Nazo. There we go.
Wait, purpose so what was the chat? Hi, Simpure.
Yeah.
How are you? Are you good? It's been 3 months. Can I use your bathroom real quick? And then they've in there for like 500 years. Yeah, it was great seeing you, Simpure. I really need to dash. We should do this again. Was that how it went? Like did it happen like that? Because I would be so mad. I'd be like, Chief, where are you going?
You know,
my question is, are they still your friend, to be honest? Because, if a visit like that happens, that person, are they still your friend? Should they remain your friend?
Because, yeah, well, yes. You know my answer. They're not my friend anymore. That's not on. I got to say, this is another subject, which, I mean, while we're on this, we may as well just go there. Like, these people who take a long time when they're in the loo. I've never understood that. I want to get in and out of there as quickly as possible. Don't want to sit around. Some people take a book into there with them. Some people sit there with their phone and they'll like scroll through Instagram because you know they're busy with
TikTok.
They're busy with something, right? They'll be sitting there. I mean, Donald Trump, didn't he famously used to tweet from the loo? Like he'd be taking a shit at like 3 a.m. and he'd be tweeting the whole world from his lavatory. That's not necessary. You get in there, you get out, you make it quick. There's no need to spend a whole lot of time. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, it depends. I enjoy checking up on people's lives. I enjoy my occasional TikTok session in the bottom.
Oh,
you know?
Dude, it's so bad. It's so unhygienic.
Makes time go by.
Zach says, I've had to deal with a stubborn turd after people left. Shit, didn't want to break even after a few flushes. Oh my god. That is so revolting. That is disgusting. Oh wow.
A floaty.
That is so bad.
Oh my god. That's god. Even more embarrassing when you're trying to get rid of the evidence and the evidence is like no.
Nico says a friend of mine once dropped a baobab in our toilet that wouldn't flush until the next day. Oh wow, that is horrific.
No.
Jesus.
What the heck?
Guys, no. Oh no.
Yeah, you see, lovely.
Yeah, there we.
Lovely lady Lee says, can we please bring the stool expert back in to teach us how to time the shits? Yeah. We had a woman who came in on the show one morning, and she how many times a day you should be doing, how many times a week you should be evacuating your bowels. She was very interesting on the topic of, you know, whether to tell if they're healthy or not. She was a real expert in stools.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a business in this, trust me.
You're actually supposed to look at it afterwards.
Obviously, you guys, according to Silicide, haven't watched Moruti wa Tsotsi. It will give you a lesson about not dropping your nuggets everywhere. Oh, God. Oh, you see, we started a conversation now.
So it's never ending. Oh, my God.
People are hurt. Oh. People are actually hurt. They're touched by what their so-called friends have left behind in the toilets. That's what's happening.
And,
you know?
And rightly so. Some people
are
very, very offended by this.
You know what? I actually saw a comment earlier and I forgot to touch on it. I think Tracy said that, like, what's worse is when a plumber or an electrician comes to your house and then first thing they do is they take a dump. Like, I've had that. It was kind of awkward. The plumber came by. First thing he asked was for the bathroom. I'm like, okay, there's the bathroom. And then he took a good 15 to 20 minutes in there. And I'm like,
at least if he's a plumber, if he's a plumber and something goes wrong, he can fix it. And frankly, those people don't have an office, right? Their office is their car, and they're always traveling around, and they're going from house A to house B to house C. I reckon there's a good argument for them to be allowed to use the loo, as opposed to somebody who's in an office, you know. If you work in an office all day, and then you go straight from the office to a friend's house and take a massive dump in the friend's house, that's not right. You should have shat at the office.
Yeah. Would you allow them to take a dump in your guest bathroom, though, then, Garrett?
Oh, God, no. Please. Please, no.
Because technically they're a guest, you know?
Technically the plumber who takes a shit in your house, the plumber's really just testing the pipes that he's going to fix in your house. So what do you expect? You want the electrician to fix the lights, but you don't want him to switch them on? What, are you joking?
Wow.
Oh my God.
This conversation's levels. It's on another level.
You knew we would go this way. You knew it would end up being filthy and dirty and lavatorial. I found out just now that two of my friends are going on holiday for a month to Spain. How nice is that? Isn't that nice? Aren't you a bit jealous of that? Wow. I'm super, super jealous of that.
Yeah. Mm.
A whole month.
I would love to go.
A whole month. A whole month, Felicia. Oh, my God. All right.
What do your friends do for a living?
Jesus. I mean, they just...
What do they do for a living? A whole month?
Yeah. They do weddings, and they do events, and they do all of that stuff.
Nice.
I mean, listen, 2 years ago, they were wondering if they were going to make it through the month, let alone if their business was going to still be there. Now they're back to making money, which is great. All right. So this is an interesting thing. So you two are both Simpiwe. What is the story behind your name? Like, how did your parents decide Simpiwe, and have they ever told you? Or was it just something that you just accepted and you never asked questions about?
Simpiwe, do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first, Simpiwe. I actually do know the backstory behind my name, which was quite interesting. So when my parents were still together, they had my sister, and she's 8 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And in that time, they wanted to have a second kid, and they were actually battling to conceive. And in the 8 years, they had a miscarriage, and then boom shaka boom, she was pregnant with me. And the first funny part of the story is that the doctor was like, oh, this is a boy. This is definitely a boy. Uh-huh. And they kind of got like a whole lot of boy stuff and boy toys and whatever. And then the day of, you know, delivery, boom, shaka, boom, guess who came out?
You
me.
Did.
And I am not a boy whatsoever. And they called me Simpiwe as I was a gift to them after 8 years of struggling to conceive. Nice. So that's the story behind my name.
That's beautiful. I like to hear these things. What about your story, Petros?
So in my family, the grandparents normally give the name. So my grandmother gave me my name. And similar to Simpiwe, like, I am a gift to my family. So that's how I look at it. That's what they told me. Like, yeah, we were given a gift, the first son in the family. And that's what happened. My grandmother named me Simpiwe.
It must be pretty shitty to be called Simpiwe, and then you aren't a gift, you're just a burden. Then they're like,
we've got to live up to our names. Yeah,
they're reminded every day, no, this person is not a gift. This person is a fucking burden. And we've called them Simpy.
Oh, man. That would be wild, eh? Yes. I think though, like over the years, in my teenage years, I felt like my parents thought I was a burden because, yo, those were wild years, eh? Yes.
You, wild. I think all,
yeah, we all have those phases. I had to get that out of my system, you know?
I love this. Congo Chris, has, and not just him, but also Ruv, says, both Simpiwes were mixed up at birth by their parents in the hospital. It was the first ever recorded Sim swap. Beautiful. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And someone
That's
says amazing. Someone says SIM card 1 and SIM card 2 dual SIM. That's also very clever. People are smart, man. People are really smart. Simpiwam Tatwa, what keeps going? Your lights keep going on and off. Is that happening in the studio right now?
Yes, that is what's currently happening at the studios of Cliff Central.
Yeah.
And I don't know what this is now. I don't know what we're calling that because it's just going on and then it goes off.
It's level. And, it's level 26. That's the last level. There's no more after that. After that, everything just blows up. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right. So Simpiwe means a gift. And you both, and yes. it's a totally, it can be a male or a female name, right? There are a lot of names like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's just a lot of people assume that Simpiwe is a guy. Mm. So when I introduce myself by email, a lot of people just always assume that it is a him, a he, and then I'm like, hi.
Do you get people? You get people who call you Simpiwe, which is a different word, a different name completely, Simpiwe. Or do you get people who call you Sipo or something like Sipo Sihle or something like that? Because there are a whole bunch of derivations that if people aren't paying attention, they get it wrong. Like Simpiwe is a pretty well-known name. I mean, I don't know anybody in South Africa who's never encountered a Simpiwe. But are people often confused? Do they spell it wrong? And what's the most regular screw-up that they make with your name?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's a Simpiwe with an H, not without the H. They always seem to take out the H, and then it always feels like it sounds like Simpiwe, you know? That hacks me. That hacks me. Another thing that people tend to do on my side is they always mix up my name and my surname. So they think that Petros is my name, but it's actually my surname. Like...
Yeah,
my goodness,
that does not make sense.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, yes.
But it's probably because
Mr. Simpio, how are you doing today?
It's probably because like the name Petras. You know, there are a lot of Petrases running around, like the Afrikaans name Petrus, and I think a lot of guys, their parents called them Petrus or Petros, and then someone thinks that that's your name. So that's probably where it comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in the Greek, Petros means Peter or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, correct. That's exactly right. It is hilarious to hear people about, you know, like how they got their names. My favorite names are the ones from Zimbabwe, because there are people who have just the most brilliant names from Zimbabwe. I mean, I remember meeting someone once who was called Agreement, and I was like, sure, okay. You can only imagine what their parents... did for them to be named Agreement.
I am the worst kind of, like, when it comes to people and names, especially waiters, and I always ask, hi, what's your name? And they tell me. And if it's a weird name, I burst out laughing. Like, I don't wait 2 seconds. But I'm like, what? You said your name is Agreement. I'm that child. Like, and it's not going anywhere, guys. I'm telling you now, I'm definitely that child that makes fun of people's names. Sis. Like, I was that child growing up.
It's horrible.
I'm still that child today. And I'm just like, why would your parents name you that? Like, Agreement.
Agreement.
And it's wild, eh? It's wild, eh? There's all sorts of names. I always want to find the story behind that. Like why did they call you Agreement? Like, what's the story behind that, you know? Or Talent or Faithful, you know? Like,
yeah, Faithful.
Like, what
faithful.
Did you do?
Justice, like how, Innocent, all of those kinds of names. But they, you know what? That's those are sometimes not the people's actual birth names. It's just an English word that they prefer to be known by so that people don't mispronounce their actual name. I mean, that's a whole different story, you know, like people's in inverted commas, they call them their slave name or whatever, which is so derogatory. But you know what I mean? Like, that's what people do. And and a lot of people whose names are very difficult to pronounce or to spell, they just eventually go, all right, just call me John or whatever, because it's just easier for them.
Mm.
But I
get that.
Agreement. Agreement. It's just weird. It's just weird. It's like me meeting Apple. Like, there's a whole human out there called Apple. Like,
I know.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't take you serious for the first 5 seconds. Like, I need to get it out of my system before we can have a conversation. Like, how are you doing, Apple? You good?
Dear Linda says that she met someone called Disgrace.
Imagine.
that's a terrible name.
Oh, my gosh.
Disgrace. Excuse me, Disgrace. Would you mind?
Oh, that is sad. Oh, man.
It's a shocking name. My
oh,
God.
Man.
That's awful.
That's the best one.
You've started this with this whole discussion around names. I've mentioned before on the show that I keep a list of really, really shit Afrikaans names. Because some of those are just totally made up. They're like smushed two names together. And you end up with these really terrible, terrible names that people have. And then inevitably they end up on like an estate agent's signboard. And then you're like, what? That's someone's name? Whew, there's some bad ones here. Here's a good one.
That's Inga
says,
disgrace.
I worked with someone called Memory, Perseverance, and my favorite one, Pushmore.
Pushmore. Pushmore is a favorite, clearly.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, man. Right.
Let's not go down this road.
Imagine working like a team with them. Wow. Yes, see.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yes, absolutely. See. Let me quickly tell you, this is quite important. We've got a new episode of Beyond Madness this week. The loss of a loved one, a friend, or even a colleague is never easy. What if the loss was a decision taken by the person in question to end their own life with their own hand? Now, this is amazing because it's something that is so controversial. It's a philosophical question they've debated since the dawn of time. Human beings, there's so many complicated discussions that can happen around this. And we need to speak to the experts in psychiatry when it comes to this stuff, because every one of those deaths, the assisted suicides, as people call them, the living will discussion, as some people have had and some people refuse to have. These are just amazing, amazing conversations. And we really need to have them at a very high level. So every one of these deaths leaves an estimated 6 or more suicide survivors, people who've lost someone that they care about deeply and who are left with their grief and struggle to understand why it happened. So this week, you've got to listen to Beyond Madness, The Trauma of Loss. And that is with Professor Christopher Paul Szabo, who is terrific. I had such a long conversation with him about this and a bunch of other subjects just the other day in the office. You get to hear what Prof. Szabo thinks about all of these things and what his amazing guests have to say about these things today in proud association with Adcock Ingram OTC, the sponsors of Brave. You don't want to miss Beyond Madness. Take a listen to it today. And while we're on that.
Might I add?
Yes.
About Beyond Madness. Prof actually like gets emotional in this episode. So towards the end of the episode, he actually kind of lets down a tear or two, and you can actually hear it. So I think everyone should give that a listen, because he was moved, and you can hear the fact that he was moved.
That's amazing. I'm glad you threw that in there, because you know we often think that psychiatrists and psychologists are these people who just never show their own emotion. They only let you speak and cry and tantrum and all the other stuff. But here we go. Here's Professor Szabo apparently getting emotional in this episode. It's worth a listen. I mean, that's just one of the reasons it's worth a listen. The other thing that I'd like to remind you of is we've got this brilliant new series with Investec, which you've got to take a listen to. I mentioned it yesterday briefly, but it is absolutely fascinating. It's all about sustainability. We've got incredible guests there. I'm actually going to play a piece of the interview of the first episode for you in a couple of days' time, just so you can hear it, because it's not like any other series we've put together, and it's worth a listen. Go and take a look at it. It's on the Cliff Central app. or on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Go and take a listen to it. It's really, really good stuff. And I'm very proud of the things that we're doing that have nothing to do with this show and that are going ahead with really, really smart people doing amazing interviews, producing incredible content. And I'd love you to go and listen to it. Please go and take a listen ASAP. All right. So a couple of people still talking about the names, and I can't ignore these. Stone Philosopher says, imagine Pushmore in bed.
That's the first thing I thought, eh? Yeah. I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the first thing I thought.
Oh, my God. That's great. I knew a guy, says Zach, called Komane. No, sorry, Komane, which means explosive in Sesotho. That's great.
Sure.
Ntokozo, Zach says he had an aunt called Matlakala. What does that mean?
Shit.
Oh, really?
Basically. Matlakala. That's what it means. Really? Yes.
Okay, so we've now come full circle. We started off at 7 o'clock talking about shitting in people's houses, and now we've come full circle. I love it. That's terrific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right.
Oh, man.
So apparently there's quite a lot to talk about here. The facts that you have in your mind, the things that you bring up sometimes in a discussion, and people go, how the hell and why do you know that? Like, for example, that thing that Simpiwe brought up this morning about, or I think I brought it up, but it's something that she mentioned to me, like that your IQ drops when you're stressed. Like, that's an interesting thing to drop into conversation when you've got people around, or you're visiting somebody, or even in the office. You know, like you walk up and you say to someone, hey, did you know that when you're stressed, your IQ can drop by 13%? People are like, wow, how did you know that? Where did you discover that? There are always these funny little facts that people know that make them really interesting. And sometimes you keep a few of these in your mind. You keep a few of them in your memory banks because it makes you sound like you're really, really smart. So what do you think of this? I mean, is there stuff that you produce when you're talking to other people? Interesting facts, crazy facts, weird, wonderful things that you know that nobody else does. Do you use this as like a great conversation starter? And what is your go-to fact that you produce for people?
Okay, so I'm married to a dentist. And one fact that I know that's always fascinating. Did you know that flossing reduces approximately 64% of bad breath, like from the outset? If you floss every day, your bad breath improves by 64%. Like, oh, wow. You don't have bad breath. Yeah, like, so basically, your bad breath comes from all the stuff that's stuck in between your teeth.
Sis.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to floss. Okay, you know what? That's a good fact. And not only is that a good fact, but that is a useful fact, because then those motherfuckers who you're talking to have bad breath will go and sort out their bad breath by flossing.
Yeah. Ooh.
I like
that's
that.
That's a good one.
No, that's like, very nice. Mine changes from time.
I just tend to ask people.
What is yours? Go for it.
I ask people, I'm like, oh, share a random fun fact that you know. And then everyone's like, well, did you know that? Like, and it's like you listen to everybody kind of share their facts. I'm like, oh, that's great. I actually don't have one, but I like asking people to share to share random fun facts.
I tend
do you know any, like, what are the best ones that you've heard?
Let me think. I think it'll have to be like music related. So I think the one that stood out the most for me was about Mac Miller's album Circles, that the first track in terms of keys starts off with the opening key. And then the last track, the last note of it is kind of like the last, it's a closing key. So the album in itself is a full circle.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So that was a cool one.
It's called Circles.
I heard. Like,
shucks.
Yeah, there are lots of facts about movies and about music that people like to produce. And there's obviously, you know, there are books that are published where you can look through a book and find some interesting fact about something. I mean, Congo Chris says, Churchill was a nudist who liked to take air baths. I don't know if any of these are true. I suspect is just completely made up bullshit. You know, it's like anybody who pulls a quote out of the air, they're like, Winston Churchill once said. Winston Churchill's the guy. If he said everything that people quote him as saying he would never stop talking for like 300 years. But anyway, I mean, he gets the credit for all the good quotes. Traveling Ninja Turtle says, I produce movie quotes or stand-up comedy jokes that apply to a situation. It's always a winner. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, stand-up comedians are a mine of useful information and also hilariously stupid thoughts, which you can then produce and other people think it's you. And then you sound really smart.
Definitely.
This is a good
movie quotes. Movie quotes is good.
Carl wants to know, and I think this is a good question. How do they measure breath smelliness? 64%. What a load of matlaka.
I wish I knew. All I know is that it was a University of Pretoria study that they conducted, and how they measure the intensity of bad breath versus freshness.
Imagine being in that research group. You have to go into a laboratory and you measure the smelliness of other people's breath. What a horrible job.
Yeah.
And also you have to put like a percentage. You're like, oh, but Gareth, that's 84% horrible breath. Simpure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. That's about 60%.
Here's an interesting fact.
I couldn't do it.
From MM, did you know that Dutch bathroom doors open outwards? That is so that if anyone falls in the bathroom, they're not blocking the doorway. Huh.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, you see, this is interesting.
But now what happens if somebody... I hear that. Like, if somebody falls, then the doorway is not blocked. But what if somebody, like, you know, locks themselves in? What happens then?
Well, I mean, it's just the direction opens. You're still going to have to break the door.
So now you have to pull the door out.
Yeah, but no matter which way it opens, you're still going to have to break it down if they lock themselves in and they can't get out. But at least if they pass out, you won't have to push it up against them is the point. That's quite clever.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, these are the facts that we were talking about. So sometimes you say these things and someone will go, ooh, I mean, look at how we're now debating the way that a door should open. Have you noticed that in KZN, a lot of the older houses have a drain in the floor of the bathroom? So apparently there was a rule that was made by, I don't know, the early architects or engineers or something, that the bathroom floor, not just the bath and the shower and, you know, the basin, but the floor of the bathroom in those houses used to have a drain in them in case, like, you didn't turn off the taps in your bath or whatever, you wouldn't flood your whole house, which is pretty interesting, just hearing that thought about the door that opens outwards in the toilet. That's quite a clever idea. I reckon we should probably do that in all bathrooms everywhere. Like, your bathroom itself should have a drain in it.
Mm.
I mean, it sounds
that's
like
a
such,
sense, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like such a stupid little thing, but I wonder how many houses would be saved from big insurance claims and floods and all that kind of shit if they just had a floor drain in the bathroom. It makes sense. Even in the kitchen, maybe. You know, that could be quite a good idea.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit. Now, you see, you start down this road and then someone produces another fact and then suddenly that fact leads you to another conversation and before you know it, you're solving problems. Here's something interesting from Kawe. Yeah. Kawe says, you cannot sprint with a hard-on.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Okay.
What? Wait.
Yeah. Now we have to test that. We're gonna have to test that theory. Next time you wake up in the morning with some excitement, like start doing a 100-meter sprint. Yeah. All right. Apparently, this is
a fact of note. Eh?
Here's a wild fact. Steve says it is easier to drain the blood when cutting up your victims. I'm trying to figure that out. Maybe when you cut up your victims, it's easier to cut them up if you've drained their blood. Either way, that's not something.
Wait, why are we cutting up victims?
Yeah.
That sounds so dark. Hey, whoa! Like, maybe you guys didn't see that word, but I did. Victims.
Someone send the police to Steve's house immediately because that guy is not to be trusted.
Check all the fridges.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently they also have drains. Yeah. Matthew says there are drains in the kitchen and the bathrooms of all houses in the Middle East. And Vincent says, even here in Perth, we have a drain in the bathroom. It's normal, new and old houses. See, so I wasn't talking nonsense. Oh, some cool places, that's the rule.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, those KZN floor drains helped fuck all for a few weeks ago. Containers floating on the highway, if only they'd unblocked their floor drains. Yeah, okay, good point with the floods. Shame, KZN still getting over that. I knew a lady once, says Zach, whose mum tried to hook us up. She was such a looker, smart and interesting. The problem was her halitosis. Again, the bad breath. If she just flossed, you wouldn't have had that problem, Zach.
Yeah,
I wonder. It's called a wet room, apparently, when you have a drain in the floor. That's what it's called. Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
That's an interesting fact, yeah.
Yeah. So you see, these are
things... I learned something new.
These are things we wouldn't have known if we hadn't started this discussion this morning.
Yeah.
I love it. I do like people who have interesting facts, but I hate people who... That's their only game. They can, like, they suddenly, you're busy talking about, let's say, for example, someone's just gone through a breakup and, you know, you're busy talking to your friend. Oh, yeah, you know, it was a really hard relationship. And, you know, you're trying to commiserate with them. And some guy pops up out of nowhere and goes like, did you know that 25% of people in this profession have only one foot? You're like, what are you talking about? We're busy having a conversation about something. And it seems to distract people from, like, actually having really useful, meaningful conversations. They just want to throw their fact in there.
Yeah, that's like a lack of emotional intelligence, personally, from my viewpoint. Like,
exactly.
Like, imagine just throwing out a fact.
Yeah.
People are going through something really deep, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like people don't know how to read the room, and then everything has to be about them. So if you and I are talking and they're not getting the attention and they have to just say something that kind of brings a spotlight onto them, and you're like, dude, but I was having a conversation. Like, this is not about you right now. We're not, like, please just wait 5 minutes. And they're like, no, I need to share this. And you're like, helang. Oh, that grains. Oh, that's just your, those people.
Well, Congo Chris says, my fun facts are more interesting than your failed relationship. I apologize for nothing. Oh, my God. That is insane.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. That person that we kick out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Thank you. You can go now. Like, like that fun fact, see your way out. That's what it sounds like. That's what I'd do.
Mm. Yes, that's wild. Yeah.
Here's an interesting one from Zach again. Mexican cartels built special rooms with drains in the floor for torture and murder. Makes it easy to clean up after the mess. God, that is depressing and scary. Huh?
Hectic. Yeah, that's hectic.
If that's true. I mean, again.
Yeah, no, that's quite hectic. I just remember, like, a fun fact I always know is, like, with Pablo Escobar, he used to, like, bury his money in the Amazon forest because he just had that much money, you know?
Oh, yeah. And
like, so he had to find places in the forest.
They also had such a problem, apparently. This is another, like, Pablo Escobar story, but they had so much money stored in so many places that their biggest problem was the rats eating the cash. Like, actually eating the paper that the money was made of. So their biggest issue was to find a way to kill the rats that were eating the cash, because they were destroying that much money every single day.
Shucks.
Yeah.
Imagine having that much money.
Like, you're worried about rats. No, you're not worried about paying bills or anything. You're like, oh, the rats are going to get to it. Damn it. Oh, what do we do?
I'm okay with having problems like that, eh? That's a nice problem to have. You're right. Those are nice life problems.
So here's an interesting one.
I always say I'd rather cry in a pinty.
Matthew says, here's a fun fact. Apparently drinking room temperature water is better for your thirst than ice cold water.
Oh, wow.
If that's true, that's pretty wild.
That's interesting.
I've never thought about that, because I do like cold water. Like, to me, my fridge is 90% bottles of water, because when I wake up in the morning, I want to drink water, and it must be cold. It must be from the fridge, in summer especially. But even in winter, I like, you know, I like the water to be cold. It's one of the reasons to have a fridge, for God's sake. According to Matthew, though, it doesn't sort your thirst out as well as room temperature water. That I did not know.
That's
wild.
That's very interesting. But I do know.
I wonder why that is, though.
Yeah.
No idea.
But water in summer slaps differently. There's nothing that will quench your thirst like just getting a good cold bottle of water.
Absolutely.
Like that. Oof.
It's all I drink when I'm at home. During the week especially, it's just water, 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 water. In fact, I sometimes wonder if I'm going to drown. I drink so much of this stuff. Apparently, tea is also very good for dealing with your thirst. And sometimes they say something like tea without sugar and milk and all that stuff in it can sort out a thirst better than water. But it could be an old wives' tale. I don't know. I don't know. Here's another one from Nico.
I've never heard that one, yeah.
Has anybody realized that you cannot yawn or sneeze while you're in your sleep? You have to be awake to yawn or sneeze.
That's true, though.
Is that?
I don't know about that because you're sleeping, so you don't know what your body's doing.
Yeah, and I mean,
that's my only thing.
You can fart while you're asleep, right?
Yes. And people are snoring whilst they sleep, so I'm not sure. Unless somebody tells you that, hey, dude, you tried. Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Just say that unless you're being observed 24/7 by one of these sleep laboratories, you don't know what's going on during your sleep. You can't tell. I know people who swear that they don't snore, and yet their partner has said that they snore like a mofo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're like, I don't sleepwalk. And you're like, here's the footage, girl. We saw you. Yeah. You walked out of your bed. You are eating the snacks. This is you right here, man.
Absolutely.
Like, people, when you're sleeping.
So here's another.
Old, so interesting.
Could be an old wives' tale. Could be a fact. But Steve says one full glass of water last thing at night and one first thing in the morning of waking up apparently prevents heart attacks. Really? Don't know about that. Being woken up by your own fart is hilarious, says Nico. Yes. Wow.
Hilarious and embarrassing, imagine.
You started the Pablo Escobar stuff. So Jared says, a fun fact, Pablo Escobar spent $2,500 a month on rubber bands to hold his money together. He's also the reason that there are wild hippos in Cuba. In Cuba or in Colombia?
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's Colombia. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I think it's Colombia. Yeah. I think it's Colombia.
That's right. Carl says, my daughter yawns in her sleep all the time. Who came up with that bullshit? Yeah, exactly. You don't know. My fun fact, he says, is that the light that you're seeing from a star is 3 years old. It could be way older than that. The light you see from some stars is thousands of years old. Really, there are stars that are still that have gone out already, that have died out, that are still sending us light, because that light is still on its way here from millions of light years away. It's pretty. That's an insane thing to think about.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's like look at the stars.
When my eldest was a baby, this was overheard on the baby monitor. He ripped a machine gun fart, followed by the best giggles. He was about 6 months old at the time. A machine gun fart. That's a machine gun fart. Very descriptive, right? You can hear that in your head.
Yeah.
And then they giggle afterwards. Yeah. My work was so great.
Corona's boring is also bringing us a full circle this morning. We started the show by complaining about Eskom. If only Eskom was a star, then we'd still have light coming from it, says Corona's boring. Spot on. So that's so right.
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently, so those hippos that Pablo Escobar introduced to Colombia, apparently they're called the drug hippos. They're a massive ecological problem in the Colombian wetlands, and the army has been hunting them for years. See? Fun facts, people. See what we've started here with these fun facts? Tell you what.
Yeah.
We will never we'll never run out of things to talk about with this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Sure.
You sometimes meet people who aren't even expert in a certain field, but they know a huge amount about it because they just read lots. And then they pop up with facts and you could just listen to them all day. It's not really a conversation, but you just want to hear what they have to say about it. They've, you know, read these amazing books about, in my case, it's just, I love history, right? So if I sit down next to somebody and they're busy talking about history, you got my attention, and I will never turn away, get bored, say, excuse me, can I talk to someone else? You know, make an excuse to go to the bathroom or whatever. You got my full attention when you start down that path. Nico says, guys, can we just take a moment to thank that little sensor that stops us from shitting ourselves when you think it's a fart? Yeah, I mean, what's that called? And that's a sense. You know how you think, I mean, it sometimes is faulty. It sometimes doesn't work properly. But sometimes you think you're going to fart, and then you're like, whoa, hold on a minute. Stop right there. Everybody stop dead in your tracks. This is not going to be a fart. That's you know, you say you've got five senses, smell, sight, touch, taste, and feel. No, hang on. Smell, sight, touch. What have I left out? Taste and?
Hearing.
Hearing, thank you.
Jeez. Hearing.
It's our business, but there we go. All right, so those are your five senses, but they actually say you've got like nine senses. Because, for example, there are certain, like you get that feeling of hot and cold. That's not really touch, is it? But you can feel heat and cold. And maybe one of them is also that sense that you might shit yourself instead of fart. We should list that in those. It's very important, that one. Hugely important. I like that. Today's conversation, says Lady Lee, are epic. Well, I hope so. Here's an interesting one. Jared says, did you know that the Australian army lost a war to a bunch of emus? Emus are these huge, big, like ostrich-like birds. They sent an army to eradicate a huge population of them, and the army failed. They were beaten by the emus. That's pretty incredible. Wow.
Hectic.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Matthew
stories
says,
for days, eh? My goodness.
I don't know whether these are facts or whether these are just bullshit stories, but Matthew says the earth was flat before it was round. I don't know about that. Doesn't make sense.
I don't know about that.
That sounds like some bullshit.
Nah.
We would like some evidence of that, please, Matthew. Otherwise, we're just going to dismiss you from the comments. We'll block you for the day. Yes. I've done that a couple of times by mistake and for real.
You know, you're talking about like how you can listen to history and not get bored of it. I think for me, it has to do with a lot of content creation side and like the tech side of content creation, like from the cameras used to even like just some of the apps and software used and how like, you know, you can use Lightroom to edit your pictures, but you can also use Canva, and then breaking down the hacks of that, I could listen to that all day, every day. Like I'm that person who's like, oh, tell me more about, oh, iOS. Oh, okay, cool. That's a new feature. Oh, tell me more about like, how do I take this in cinematic?
Do you watch those channels where they're these experts with like iPhone, and they show you some hacks that you can use on iPhone that will save you space or that'll make your iPhone work faster, or they show you how some app has a feature that you didn't know about? I love those things. I could watch those all day, every day.
Oh, yes. There's quite a few channels, just tech channels that I watch. And my favorite one has to be Peter McKinnon. He always like comes in, he's like, what's up, guys? I'm Peter McKinnon, and today we're going to talk about whatever he talks about. And he has like this energy, and he explains photography and videography really, really well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, even like today we're going to do 2 minutes of a tutorial of how to take sharper pictures with your iPhone. This is what you do. Get a tripod. This is what you don't do. And I love things like that. Like for me, I can never get bored of watching video. I could watch an hour long video on how to make a better video. Like that's me.
But those are really cool because they help you develop and be better. You know, I think it's that intrinsic desire to learn, you know, and learn more in life. That's what I appreciate about those videos, because those how-to guides help you get better, you know?
Well, that's also what's nice about like sharing fun facts that you discover. And if you think about it, like, I don't know if you guys ever bought Chappies, but the Chappies used to have these interesting facts inside the Chappies wrapper. And I always wonder how much of what, you know, people know comes from stuff like that. because that used to be the place that we got our information before the internet came along. Lovely Lady Lee says, my favorite subject that you've had on your show is how to make good tea. Yeah, I mean, I'm obsessed with, you know, how to make the best coffee, how to make the best tea, because why do you want to have a shitty cup of tea in your life? And we've discussed this and what people's different tastes are. Just out of pure like curiosity, for the last 3 days, I'm only having black coffee with no sugar and no milk, obviously. And I'm trying that out for a few days. Because I used to have coffee.
How's that going?
It's difficult, but I'm trying to train my body out of having sugar. I don't want to be so fat anymore, so I'm doing what I can. It's really tough, but I'm getting into it. So, you know, I'll report back after 2 weeks. That's how long it's going to take me to get used to it, I suppose.
Are you like one of those people that can go cold turkey, or is it like a slow progression of, okay, like let me first start with the tea and then do something else, and then before you know it, you're in a full healthy routine, or you just boom shaka boom?
I just have to
you're in it to win it.
Yeah, I have to go straight for it, because if I give myself any leeway at all, I'll talk myself out of doing something. So for example, this dropping sugar and milk out of the coffee, it's going to be a thing for 2 weeks, and I'm going to see if I can do it. And if I really, really hate it, then after 2 weeks, I'll go back. But if I can train myself to enjoy the actual coffee like you enjoy tea, that stuff makes a difference. And you can prove to yourself that you can do something. I like to do that month where you are completely sober every now and then, where I don't drink at all for a whole month. And I haven't done it for probably about 3 years, but I know I can. Like I switch on the switches and I switch off other switches, and then I just don't want to drink. I can do that easily. Even on a night out, I've been able to do it where...
That's amazing.
Where everybody else is drinking, someone offers you a drink, and you're like, no, not tonight. I can do that. I don't think it's a superpower. I just think I'm very good at convincing myself that I need to do something or I don't.
Yeah, I think you've made up your mind and you understand why you do what you do. And that's powerful, you know. It's not a superpower. It's just self-control. Mm-hmm. And I think we all just need to work on it at the end of the day, because it's important, because we tend to get influenced to do things that we know we don't want to do, but we end up doing, you know.
Yeah.
And you just got to make the choice and the decision. Yeah.
Guys, we're out of time. That's all we've got for you for this morning. We could carry on talking all morning. I know Simpiwe and Simpiwe, the Simpiwe and Simpiwe show, would be able to go on for hours and hours with all of their interesting facts. But I'm going to wrap it up with this one from Congo Chris. Uranus is big enough to fit 37 Earths in. 38 if you really relax. All right, everybody.
That was a good one.
Very nice. Have an excellent Wednesday. Cheers, and we will see you tomorrow, 6 a.m. bright and early. Simpiwe Petros, nice to see you, my friend. We'll catch up soon.
Good. Sweet, man. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye. That's a wrap for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao, everybody. CliffCentral.com.